Jackrabbit coming down a country road. Having learned to drive in Southern California, where merging with rush hour traffic was a driver's ed mandate, I relish our area's slow-paced traffic. Despite their often washboarded condition, I like driving country roads. Even more, I like walking them early in the morning or late in the afternoon, where I frequently walk several days in a row without seeing a single vehicle. Lack of traffic is the very best joy of country living. Recently, however, I found another kind of traffic livening up my rambles. I usually take a dog along, and whichever beast accompanies me prefers to travel the weedy ditches to rambling down the road. This is no surprise, as each one has had various success at flushing a pheasant, a covey of quail, or a cottontail from the brush. Not too long ago, the big yellow dog and I took our afternoon walk. We had had a recent snowstorm, so wind-driven drifts formed modern art-style geometric sculptures on either side of the path. Tucker gleefully jumped into these, sinking up to his chin and then biting at the snow as if it were a giant snow cone set out to cool him down after his exertions. One such drift had formed over wind-driven tumbleweeds. Taller and wider than others, it offered a big challenge to my yellow dog, who couldn't resist. He pounced. Immediately, two cottontails exploded waist-high in front of me, feet and tails flailing like whirling helicopter blades. Both were close enough I could have touched them. My wide eyes spotted their equally big eyes, and all our hearts nearly burst at the same time. One of them did a basketball player hover in the air move with a little kick. Had I thought fast enough, I would have grabbed him. Surprised, I jumped straight up, which certainly would have pleased my high school basketball coach. As soon as I landed, Tucker bolted ahead close on the bunny's tails. They, having escaped more than one coyote or bobcat, split, leaving my oaf of a dog to decide which one to follow. Their gambit worked, leaving him to shake his head in confusion and head my way, where I stood trying to figure out what had just happened. When I told my husband about this, he said he'd seen coyotes hunting in pairs to take advantage of this exact situation. The trailing coyote obviously reacts faster than I do and captures one of the fleeing bunnies to provide that day's calories. Just this week, the big yellow dog provided another hair-raising adventure. We took a late afternoon walk on a balmy day. Meadowlark trills and gentle breezes lulled me into an altered state. So it's a good thing a water truck didn't barrel along. I might not have noticed. Anyway, my feet moved of their own accord while I existed on some other plane. Suddenly, I heard a stampeding herd heading my way. I jerked my eyes up to find myself directly in the path of a racing black-tailed jackrabbit with Tucker close on its tail. Mesmerized by a scene from the early 50s or 60s, I watched the chase until Tucker pooped out and returned. This intrigued me. I can remember my dad hunting jackrabbits when we visited Kansas in the early 60s. On these hunts, he would tell us about the rabbit drives of the Dirty 30s when he was a boy. In my mind, these were creatures from history, perhaps a not-so-distant time, but still not the present. There went my dog chasing the pass down a country road. The unexpected occurred while I exercised on that lonely path. I may not have to worry about merging vehicles out this way, but I've decided I better pay close attention. It appears that cottontails and jackrabbits may cross my path when I least expect them. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the high plains.